Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. For this is the day that the Lord has made. Excuse me. And we will rejoice and be glad in it. You tune to Time to Talk About It with your host, Pastor G.W. Cheever Porter, coming to you from this beautiful city of Orlando, Florida, where the sun shines bright and hot. Oh, yes, and the palm trees are always blowing in some way or another. Yes, indeed. We're glad to be here today. This Merry Christmas to you all, every one of you. We don't want to miss out on that, giving you a hug and love today on Christmas Day, and trust that you got everything that you wanted. If you didn't, maybe next time. Praise God. But we're still praying for Miriam Christian, who's in the hospital. We send the word to her right now. Name of Jesus, she's improved. They've taken the tubes out. So we thank God that God is moving on her behalf today. And we trust that you're still praying for her too today in Jesus' name. And we are sending prayers to Carla Scott, who's also in the hospital. We are praying for her too today. Father, in Jesus' name, we send the word to her right now, Lord, that you touch her and bring her out with your mighty hand today. In Jesus' name we pray. And Lord, we pray for LaWanda Sheffield, who's also in the hospital today, who has lupus. And we are praying for her right now, Lord, that you touch her with your mighty hand right now in the name of Jesus. Ground her head to the soles of her feet. Lord, raise her up right now in Jesus' name. And we thank you for it right now, Lord. We thank you for all those that you're touching, God, that have been sick in their body. The pastors, Pastor Mosley, Pastor Johnson, the Magnanises. We're praying for the pastors, Lord, God, that need help today. In the name of Jesus, and we thank you for touching them right now, Lord. We thank you for seeing another Christmas day. We thank God for being here today. Lord, we thank you for everything that you've done and what you are doing in the midst of our people right now. We thank you for the ministry that's still alive, God. We thank you for the members of that ministry, God. In Jesus' name, we give you the glory today for all that you have done. Father, we ask you to even go over there in the island and touch Ashley Ritter. God, touch him right now in Jesus' name. Touch his mind, touch his body. Let him not get into anything that he should not get into. Father, in Jesus' mighty name, and we thank you for it right now, Holy Father. We thank you for touching all those that are sick, the shut-in, Lord God, those in nursing homes. We ask you to touch them and deliver them today, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. And I ask you to touch, Lord God, my children, my grandchildren, my great-grandchildren. Touch them today, God. Oh, Lord, let this be a somewhat of a joyous day for them, God. Those that don't have their fathers with them, touch them right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. Be their father today, Lord God, and bring them through this day, God, with some type of joy right now, Holy Father, in Jesus' name. Touch their mothers and touch their fathers, God Almighty, that they may be doing better next time, in Jesus' mighty name. And we thank you for it right now, Holy Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, we give you the praise, the honor, and all the glory. And right here, we want to thank God for you, you, and you this day. And we're going to let our own Bishop John Porter right now take the mic.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. Amen. Thank God. Amen. For another Christmas day. Amen. And Merry Christmas to you, you, and you. Amen. Out there. Amen. On this Christmas day. Amen. Amen. God have been good to us. Amen. He have blessed us to see. Amen. Another Christmas. And we have so much to be thankful for. Am I right? Man, God, amen, is a good God. And he's worthy to be praised. Praise the Lord. Amen. We ask you now, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Amen. We want to say to you out there, let's continue to pray. Amen. Because we know that God is a praying God. Amen. He's able to turn every negative situation to make some good out of it. He can turn any bad situation to make some good out of it. Man, he is a supernatural God. He's omnipotent. He's omnipresent. There's nothing too hard for him and nothing that he cannot do. Praise the Lord. Oh, we just thank God, amen, for, like we say, for another Christmas day and a time. And we want to, at this time now, just want to open up the phone lines at this time for you to just call in. And the question for the day is, what does Christmas mean to you? Praise God. What does Christmas mean to you? What does Christmas mean to you? This is the question today. Amen. And this, we want you, amen, just to testify, amen, and give him to glory on his birthday. Praise God. This is the day, amen, that our country, the United States of America, have set aside for our Lord and our Savior. Amen. Birthday, amen. We want to, amen, give him glory, give him honor, give him praise. Am I right? So the line is open, praise God, at this time. Praise God to you, you, and you. Amen. Out there, praise God. We, man, we have, amen, Deacon Michael, amen, here. And praise God, we have a room full, amen, here this morning. Praise God. Amen. And we want to pass the phone over to, amen, to Deacon Michael, amen. And we'll start off with him this morning, amen, or what Christmas, amen, mean, amen, to him. Praise God. Deacon Michael.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Well, to me, Christmas is loving, caring, peace, happiness, joy, and, you know, all the trimmings that go along with Christmas, you know, the food and things of that nature. You know, everybody is in peace with Christmas. Everybody usually is happy in Christmas. And, you know, they should be all year round, but, you know, unfortunately it's not. But it's a time of peace. It is a time of love. It's a time of caring, you know. And it's when you celebrate Christ's birthday, you celebrate it with love. You celebrate it with giving. You celebrate it with caring. And, you know, and that's what Christmas is about to me. So I'll pass this over to Sister Diane now.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. What Christmas is to me, it's a blessing, not just Christmas alone, but every day is Christmas and should be Christmas. Everyone should love around Christmas time, around Thanksgiving time, but we should love 365 days a year, not just on special occasion. And just being with family, amongst family and friends, it's not about gifts. It's just spending time with each other, laughing and remembering, you know, how the year went, you know. And I just giving thanks this year, because this year alone, I have lost a lot of loved ones and friends, and nearly lost both my parents this year. So I just say thank God just for me just being able to have my parents around, you know, today. And it's just a blessing. Take no day for, you know, for granted, but every day is a gift. And I just happen to say today is a gift for me because of my parents and my siblings and loved ones is still here, you know. So just give thanks and just remember it's not about the gift. Just show love. Love somebody else. You know, have compassion on someone else and not just leave it just for, you know, like I say, Christmas and Thanksgiving. You know, let whatever we say out of our mouth, you know, just be so. And that's what Christmas really means to me, just spending time with loved ones and laughing and, you know, just having a good time. Back to Bishop Porter.
Praise the Lord. Amen. We just thank God. Amen. It is a joyful time. Praise God. Amen. To enjoy. Amen. Your family. Amen. One another. Praise God. At this fellowship. Praise God. And just have a joyful time in the Lord. Praise God. And there's something about this time of season. Amen. In the atmosphere. Praise God. How. Amen. God do. Amen. There's great things. Amen. For you. You and. And you, praise God. You're on the air.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Merry Christmas, Bishop, Apostle, Deacon Michael, Sister Diane. I praise God for you all. I thank God. Christmas means to me is a time of reflecting on the past, the present, and the future.
Mm-hmm.
For the simple reason. Hello?
Go ahead.
God is good all the time, and all the time God is good because
yes,
he has brought us from a mighty long way. He has done so many wonderful things for us, and he has blessed us immensely. If we just take a few minutes and just thank God, it's not our day. It's his day.
His day,
you
that's
know,
right.
It's his day. It's his birthday. So what he wants of us is some praise. And some thanksgiving unto
Amen.
Him. It's not all about the gifts that we give to one another. What about the gifts that we're going to give to him, which is
That's
our
right.
soul, our life, our thanks to him? And so he said, the Bible said God inhabits the praises of his people. So
Yes.
all he wants us to do is praise him and thank him for what his, for this very air that we breathe. Thank
Yes.
him for the use of our limbs. Thank him for the blood yet running warm in our veins. Thank
yes.
him for all the things that he has done. You know, that's the best gift that we can give him. Show him some appreciation for the things that he has done for us over the years, over our lives. And when you look at your age, you could say, thank God I made it this far. Because if you look back, a lot of your friends didn't make it. A lot of
That's
our
right.
families didn't make it.
But That's
yet,
right.
you made it. We made it. We are still here and yet giving God the praise,
praise
on
yes.
his birthday because
mm-hmm.
it is his day. But the Bible says, for this is the day that the Lord has made and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. And it goes a little further. Our apostle said, miracles shall follow miracles and wonders shall never cease. So
That's
it's
right.
a miracle for each and every one of us to have made it this far in life. And as you say,
Man.
Bishop, every year carries this number. So
That's
I'm
right.
carrying the number 2015 on over because God's going to do greater things in our lives. And I have a spirit of expectation that God is going to continue to bless, heal, set free, and deliver, because the best is still yet to come.
Yet to come.
And I thank
God,
God
bless
for my
you.
Family. I thank God for my family. I thank God for my wife and my kids. I thank God for my apostle, my bishop, who bring us the word. I just thank God for City of Victory members, and you know, pray God to give them traveling mercies. I just thank God because you know you just. We don't have enough time to thank God for all the things
oh, that's
that he
right.
has done for us. It'll take us a lifetime. But just take this one day at a time and just give him a simple thank you, Lord, even for the air that we
Amen.
Breathe. For the every breath that we take, we should say thank you, Lord. You know?
That's right.
And that's what Christmas means to me.
God bless you. God bless you. It's so true. I tell you, thank God. Amen. I tell you, that's a sermon all by itself. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. May heaven continue to smile on you. Amen. Have a merry, merry Christmas. You on the air.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas, Apostle. Merry Christmas, Bishop. Merry Christmas, Deacon Michael. Merry Christmas, Diane. Merry, merry, merry Christmas to all the radio listeners this morning. I'm out walking just praising God and saying,
go ahead,
happy birthday, Jesus. Happy birthday, Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And I'm just out walking, just praising God all the way down here in Miami. Just thanking God, you know, you say the meaning of Christmas. The meaning of Christmas to me is sharing, love. The person, I just seen somebody I walked down that I knew lived down here a long time. And I just said, Merry Christmas. And I got a chance to share the love and share also Jesus Christ with them. And I tell you, it's just, I felt so good. I just felt so good because to me it's about sharing. Sharing
right.
The love of God, sharing, letting people know that Jesus still is alive. He's still
Amen.
On the throne. And in spite of what's going on in the world, what's happening, Jesus soon to come back, and we got to get ready. You know what I'm
That's
saying?
Right.
We got no time to get off course. You know what I'm saying? And you know, I talked with the guy today about, you know, they was talking about all this rioting and stuff going on and stuff like that. But I remember Apostle prophesied that about the race war. But, you know, I just began to tell him, no, we ain't going to focus on all that now. But let's focus on Jesus. You know what I'm saying? Because a
yeah.
lot of stuff come to get us distracted from our focus here. You know what I'm saying? To get us caught up in a lot of violence and all that. But I'm just so grateful today to be down here in Miami with my mother. Praise God. And she cooked a nice meal. Praise God. And I talked to my husband this morning, and he was all right. So, you know what? It all is well. Just to know that everybody's up moving around, doing what they do, giving God the glory. That's
Amen.
A merry, 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 merry Christmas for me. Like Apostle always say, you probably ain't moving fast as you can move, but hey, long as you move it, keep on moving. Keep it
That's
going,
right.
keep it going, keep it going. Because you know what? I'm expecting nothing but good. In spite
Amen.
Of all what this year did bring us, God is still in control, you know? Because, you
right.
know, praise God, we sit around, the family just sit around, and we realize that Dad ain't here. But you know what? Good. He's still
That's
good. Real. You know what I'm saying? Because we're here. And praise God, we got to keep up the name of Jesus. In spite
That's right.
of, you know what I'm saying? We got to keep the ball going. We got to keep praising him in spite of. And I just thank God for the opportunity of just being down here and just letting the light shine, praise God. Letting
praise
my
God.
Light shine and letting
Man.
The children know, praise God, while we celebrate Christmas. In my
Amen.
School, I asked all my kids, I asked them, I say, why do you celebrate Christmas? Out of around about 20 of them, 3 of them only knew the real reason to celebrate Christmas. And I thought about when I was small, praise God, I was caught up in all the presents and all that stuff. I say, oh, my gosh, but I had to let them know the real reason that we celebrate Christmas.
Yeah.
Because of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He was born in a manger. He came
yep.
through a virgin. He was born in a manger. And I ain't gonna take up so much time because y'all know me. But anyway, Merry Christmas. Y'all
Merry
pray for
Christmas
me. Travel
to you.
Mercy. Love y'all.
Right.
Love y'all. Have an awesome day.
All right. You too. All right. Merry Christmas. You on the air? Hello? Hello? You on the air? Hello? Oh, okay. Praise the Lord. Amen. It got cut off. Amen. We're going to keep it going. We're going to keep it going. Praise God. Today is the day that, what do Christmas mean to you? Praise God. Just call in, amen, and just share your testimony. Amen. You on the air?
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, everyone. Merry Christmas to
Merry
the city of Victory. We just want to thank God for each and every one of you, our apostle and our bishop, and City of Victory, and everyone that is listening, Merry Christmas to you. The thing is about Christmas is we know this is the birth of Jesus Christ, but we're celebrating life, we're celebrating salvation, and most of all, we're celebrating love today. We're demonstrating love because at this time of the year, there's so many people that have lost loved ones, and some people are going through a time of sadness. But, you know, today is a day of celebrating. And, you know, think about their life, all the good times, all the good things, the laughter. Go on, think about the memories. And if you don't have any memories, make new memories today at 2014 because Chris, you is the one that can make, you know, make the happiness, make the laughter, show love at Christmas. And we just want to say Merry Christmas because it's all about Jesus, but it's also showing kindness and love to one another. And it's not about the gift, but you know what? The gift is a gift of love and taking the time to let someone know you appreciate them and they matter to you. So have a blessed day today and keep a smile on your face. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you. Praise God and see you. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Thank God. Amen for all. Amen. I just thank God. Amen for this joyful day. Amen. I tell you, my heart is just rejoicing. Amen. Amen. The day is a day, amen, of celebration. Praise God. Amen. And we know, amen, you that is in our in Jesus Christ. Amen. We know what this day is all about. Am I right? Amen. Because he have been good to us, and he have brought us from a mighty long ways. And his grace and mercy is able to carry us on. Amen. And we just want to continue to celebrate and give him thanks. Praise God. And give him glory. Praise God. Amen. Man, God is a good God. Praise God. Amen. In St. Luke, amen, chapter 1, praise God. I'm going to share this with you and start and beginning at verse 28. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou that art highly favored. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what matter of this should be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the thorn of his father. Praise God. Ain't you glad that he came? Praise God. Oh, praise God. We have another caller. Amen. You're on the air. Praise God. Amen. It got cut off. Praise God. Amen. He should be great and should be called the Son of the Highest. Praise God. Amen. Man, God is. Amen. He came. Amen. Ain't you glad that he came? Praise God. Oh, praise God. We have a caller. Praise God. You're on the air.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
We wish everybody a Merry Christmas. Remember, Jesus is the reason for this season. And that we got to show love this holiday, even to those people who do not want to give us love. We still got to show God's love because God died on the cross for us. Merry Christmas to Apostle and Bishop and Diana, Mike, and everybody who's listening in City of Victory.
Amen.
And have
praise
a great
the
day.
Lord. Uh-huh. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. It is a day of celebration. Am I right? Yes, it is. It's a day of celebration. It's all about him. Praise God. Hey, that's why, amen, we, amen, can we rejoice, we that are in Christ. We know what this day is all about. Amen. He had been good to us. Praise God. He brought us out of darkness into the marvelous light. Amen. We have so much to be thankful for. Praise God. And he's moving, praise God, by his spirit and destroying yokes on our behalf. Amen. All we continue to share with one another amen, and be a blessing to those that are less fortunate than we are, amen. This is what it's all about. So I heard someone say, amen, it's all about so much of the gift, amen, of changing the gift, amen, but the gift of love, the gift of sharing, the gift of this caring about one another. Praise God, the time that our love shall run from heart to heart and from breast to breast. Amen. We all to be able to show it at this time. Praise God, in the name of Jesus. Amen. God is a great God. He should be great and should be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God should give unto him the throne of his father David. And he should reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there shall be no end. Praise God. We thank God that the God that we serve, amen, our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ, his kingdom is an everlasting kingdom. Amen. It's all about him. He's in us all, through us all, amen, and he's for us all. I thank God, amen, and he will never, never give away. He's so high, you can't get over him. He's so low, you can't get under him. He's so wide, you cannot get around him. Amen. We thank God. Amen. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man come unto the Father but by me. Amen. And let's continue this to celebrate the day. Praise God, because the day, amen, is our Lord and Savior birthday. Amen. It's all about him. Amen. Our whole nation, praise God, this day have been set aside. Praise God. Oh, that's enough to make you jump and shout right there. Am I right? It's enough to give him glory, enough to give him praise. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. I thank God. Amen. Oh, man, for God, amen, so loved the world that he sent his son. Oh, praise God. Amen. He's not no baby in the manger anymore. Am I right? Hey, he's not even in the grave. But, oh, he's on the right-hand side of God the Father Almighty, yet making intercessions for you and I. Praise God. Amen. The phone line is open. Praise God. We can call in and share what Christmas means to you. Amen. Today is your day. Praise God. Amen. Why? Amen. Because it's all about him. Praise God. And we that is in him, amen, we can celebrate. Amen. And let's tell the world, amen, that Jesus is Lord. Praise God. Amen. Let's start right in our own home. Amen. Amongst our own kindred, kinfolk. Praise God. Those, God, that we love. Praise God. Those that we share, amen, with every day. Praise God. We want to this, amen, just want to share, amen, the good news. Amen. How many know that, man? The gospel of Jesus Christ is good news. Am I right? It is good news. Praise God. Let's share. Praise God. Let's share it today. Amen. Do we have a caller? Praise God. Amen. Thank God. Amen. For you have already called in. We thank God for you today. Praise God. Knowing, amen, that he is able, amen, to do abundantly and above that all that we can ask or think. Amen. According to the power that lies within us. Praise God. I touched on this yesterday, and I'm going to say it again today. Matthew chapter 1, verse God. You have a caller? Okay, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Christmas brings Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas.
Christmas brings me thankfulness for seeing another year and being with family and eating the Christmas food and being able to thank the Lord for dying on the cross for us for ultimate sacrifice.
Okay. Oh, praise the Lord. Thank God for that. Amen. Praise God. Giving God the glory. Give him the praise. Thank God, amen, for that testimony. Praise God. Amen. Today is the day, amen, to lift up his name. Praise God. Man, we have a caller. You on the air?
Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
So, Apostle and Bishop, Merry Christmas, the City of Victory. Christmas to me means just the birth of Jesus and celebrating God and thanking him for everything that he has done for us and spreading Jesus' love and spreading the word of God throughout the nations. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. I bless you. Praise the Lord. Amen. This is what it's all about. Amen. Telling the world, amen, that Jesus is Lord. Amen. It's all about him. Praise God. We know, amen, that there is no other name given up under heaven whereabout we can be saved but the name of Jesus. Amen. We have a caller. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Yes, I want to thank the Lord for my apostle and bishop, the City of Victory, all its leaders, its members, and all the friends and associates. And I want to thank the Lord for another year gone by. And I'm going to thank him for this day, for the Lord God have given us his son, and he sacrificed his son that we may be saved. And I'm thankful for this. I'm thankful that he cared enough about me to send his son to make that sacrifice for me, that I may be saved. And I thank you for all my loved ones, that for bringing my loved ones back to God. You know, I'm thanking him for what he's doing right now in my family, how he's working it out on our behalf, you know. You know, and sometimes you don't see what God is doing, and you're so caught up in all your other troubles and everything and what's going on. You don't realize how he's moving, and he's moving so silently and so smoothly through our lives. Kind of sit still and just watch sometimes, and watch in amazement how he works it out on our behalf. And I'm
thankful
for what he's doing. You know, the year wasn't all that, you know, really great, but, you know, I'm still here. You know, there were some problems in the year, but I'm thankful he brought me through, you know, regardless of how things were going. While the enemy was trying to tear us down or tear me down, you know, God continued to bring me through. And I'm thanking him right now for allowing me to see another day. I'm thanking him for my family. I'm thanking him for my mother, my brother, you know. And I'm thanking for the things that he's not just doing, but what he's going to do, you know. And I'm thanking him for the next year in advance. And I know it's going to be a blessed year, a blessed year for the ministry, a blessed year for my family. And I'm thanking him right now in advance. Because you know what? Without the Lord, where would we be, you know?
Uh-huh.
And many forget that this is the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. And it's a day to be thankful that God sacrificed his only begotten son just for us. And I am thankful that he sent his son just for me and all my family. Thank you, Jesus. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. God bless you. God bless you for that testimony. Amen. This is, you're so right. Amen. God is worthy to be praised. Praise God. And the more you lift him up, amen, the more you praise him, the more he'll bless you. Tell me, amen, when praises go up, we all know that blessings will surely come down. Amen. And when we lift up, amen, the name of Jesus, oh, he said he would draw all men unto him. Praise God. There's some silent listener out there. Amen. They need to hear these testimonies. Praise God. And they are listening. Praise God. And I want to say, amen, the blessing will fall on you. Amen. Just listening in. Praise God. Just being a part, amen, of this show today, just listening, praise God. God will just do great things in your life, not only for you, but just for your entire family. Amen. Why? Because today, amen, is the day of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Praise God. It's all about him, and he's so worthy to be praised. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. I just thank God for all, amen, the testimonies this morning, amen, is sharing, amen, with each and every one of us of what Christmas means to them, praise God, because it is. It's all about sharing and caring, amen, for others, praise God, and for one another, praise God, and for our families, praise God, and giving him to glory, because he is so worthy to be praised, amen. We can't praise him enough. Amen. David said, if I had 10,000 tongues, I'll praise him with everyone. But I want to say, amen, the Lord give us one. Amen. And we have to lift him up with that one. Am I right? Praise the Lord. Amen. Because he will do, amen, great and mighty things. Praise the Lord. Amen. He's destroying the yokes, amen, on our behalf. Even as we speak, amen. Thank God, amen, for the Holy Ghost. Praise God. Knowing that there is one baptism, but many refilling. Praise God. Oh, amen. Thank God, amen. Do we have another caller? Praise the Lord. And Matthew chapter 1, verse 21, and she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sin. Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, behold, a virgin shall be with a child, and shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Amen. Ain't he with us? Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. Somebody ought to say amen. Amen. He is with us. He's with us right now. Amen. And I thank God, for God so loved the world. Amen. He brought joy, praise God, to the world. Praise God when he came. Praise God. Oh, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. We have a caller. Amen. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Lord, praise the Lord, everybody. I thank God for Pastor Porter. Merry Christmas to all y'all on the radio, Block Talk Radio listeners this morning. Christian means to me that a child is born and a son is given. Christmas is a celebration also of the Lord's Supper. When we come together as Christians to consider the Lord's Supper is a celebration of Christ's birth, because he died for us. And he sent his only begotten son, that way we can have life and life more abundantly. It's not all about the gift. It's all about sharing his love and sharing the love with other people. And that's what Christmas means to me.
Mm-hmm. That's right. That's right. Praise the Lord. That's what it's all about.
Father, Merry Christmas and a blessed day.
We love him because he first loved us. Am I right?
Amen.
That's right. Praise God. Amen. God, amen, had done great and mighty things. Amen. Like you said, God sent his son, and his son, amen, came into the world. Praise God for you, you, and I. Praise God. And I thank God that he is the only true and risen Savior. It's all about him. Praise God, and I'm glad about it today. Praise God. Thank God, amen, for that testimony. Praise God, amen. Over in Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14, therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. Amen, and I just read it over in Matthew, amen, meaning that God is with us. Amen. Ain't he with us today? Amen. He's with us. Praise God. Ain't you glad that he said, I will never leave you, not forsake you. He said, I'll be with you always till the end of the world. Praise God. Amen. Oh, he loves us today. Praise God. Who wouldn't serve a God like this? Praise God. Everlasting love from eternal, amen, for generation to generation, even down to our third and fourth generation, amen, for every problem or situation in our lives, amen, our Lord and Savior have a promise for us, amen, he will destroy yokes on our behalf, and he's doing it today, praise God. Ain't you glad about it, praise God? Amen. Let's continue, amen, to lift him up and to glorify his holy name. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6 says, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government should be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Praise God. Oh, praise God. The Wonderful Counsel. Oh, praise God. If you want, amen, godly counsel, amen, talk to Jesus. Praise God. We're very good to talking to each other and one another. But, oh, if you want some wonderful counseling, oh, amen, we need to turn to him, amen, and talk to him. Praise God. And he will, amen, direct our path. He is the mighty God. Praise God. Ain't you glad that he's a mighty God? Praise God. Oh, he's mighty. He's omnipotent. He's omnipresent. Oh, there's nothing too hard for him. Amen. He is a miracle worker with wonders to be performed. Praise God. And he's doing it now for somebody out there. Amen. I don't know who, amen, who it is. Amen. But he's working it out. Praise God. Amen. Oh, he's working it out. Amen. And he's doing it, amen, sooner than later. Praise God. He is the everlasting Father. Praise God. He's Genesis. He's Revelation. He's the beginning. He's the end. Praise God. He is the bright and the morning star. Oh, he's the stone throughout the mountain. Oh, he's the lily of the field. He's our all in all. He's in us all and through us all. The everlasting Father. Oh, he's also the Prince of Peace. Praise God. Oh, if you want peace in your life, praise God, you got to turn to Jesus. Praise God. You got to turn to him. Amen. He said, the peace I give unto you. No, not as the world give it. Praise God. If you're looking for some peace, amen, in your soul today, or in your spirit, you got to turn to our Lord and Savior. Amen. And today can be your spiritual birthday if you don't know him as your Lord and Savior. Amen. All you got to do is accept him. Say, Lord, I repent for all of my sins, and I receive you this day on your birthday. Praise God. To come into my life. Praise God. And for I'll serve you from this day and forevermore. Praise God. And I declare he'll come right in. See, if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that God have raised Jesus from the dead, all you shall be saved. All, and the word also say, whosoever called on the name of the Lord shall be saved. And I believe his name is Jesus, J-E-S-U-S. Praise God. That J stands for justice. How many know that he is a just God? Praise God. Ain't you glad that he is a just God? He's merciful. Oh, thank God. His grace endures forever. Oh, that E stands for eternal. He's an eternal God. Thank God, amen, that he is the only true and the eternal God. That S stands for his saving grace. Praise God. And that U stands for universal. He's a universal God. I'm glad about it today. He is the Old Testament and also the New Testament. Praise God. And I thank God that S, praise God, he saved me. And all, I thank God for the testimony. I know that he saved you. Praise God. And this is why we can give God the praise. And we can give God the glory. And we can lift his holy name. Oh, he brought us out of darkness into the marvelous light. And we have so much to be thankful for. Praise God. Thank God, amen. Knowing that when we come to him, praise God, he is the author and the finisher of our faith. Greater love that no man had to this, amen, that he gave his life for you and I, praise God. But today, amen, today is the day, amen, of his birthday. He came, praise God, and I thank God, amen, all that he came, praise God, and he gave us life, praise God, that we, amen, don't have to die and lose our soul and go to hell. Amen. But we, amen, can turn to him. Amen. Ain't you glad about it today? Amen. That God is worthy to be praised. Oh, the Lord sent a word. Praise God. And he's sending a word now. Amen. And destroying yokes on our behalf. Amen. He's touching somebody's sick body right now. Praise God. Why? Because he's been lifted up. Amen. He said if he be lifted up, all he will draw all men. Praise God. He took a stripe for all matter of sin, sickness, and diseases. Praise God. Thank God, amen. He took 39 stripes, praise God, on his back. Praise God. Thank God for the blood. Praise God. Knowing that there is a fountain filled with blood flows from Emmanuel's veins. Praise God. And that blood will never, never give away. Praise God. This one drop, amen, will wash away all our sin and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Praise God. Ain't you glad about it, amen, that Jesus is Lord, amen, greater that is in us than he that is in the world. Praise God. Amen. That God is worthy to be praised. Amen. He's doing great things. Amen. Thank God. Amen. For him today. Do we have another caller? Praise God. Amen. We thank each and every one of you that have called in today. Praise God. And shared. Amen. Testimonies. Amen. And what Christmas means to you. Praise God. Oh, we thank God because he is doing it. Amen. And I thank God. Amen. He's so worthy to be praised. But now thus said the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee, and I have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine. Amen. I want to share that with somebody out there today. Praise God. You may feel down. Amen. But today, amen, the Lord say, thou art his. You belongs to him. And who's in his hand? No one can pluck him out. Praise God. I'm glad about it today. Amen. The enemy may come at you one way, but he got to flee seven. Praise God. Why? Because you have the greater one. Amen. In the sight of you today. Praise God. Thank God. Amen. For the peace. Amen. For he is the Prince of Peace. Praise God. He will, amen, give you that peace that you need. Amen. All we have to do is turn it over to him. Amen. This is why he said, if you come, he said, if you come, he will in no wise cast you out. Amen. He's always standing there with outstretched arms, saying, whosoever will, praise God, let them come. All you got to do is come today. Amen. Today, amen, can be your spiritual birthday if you don't know him, because it's all about him. Praise God. Amen. And when you go over, amen, into 2015, praise God, it can be, amen, a year of prosperity and success. Amen. City of victory. Amen. We go into another dimension in Christ Jesus. Praise God. And why? Because the Lord is on our side. Praise God. And when we let him lead and let him guide, everything would be all right. Praise God. All he asking us to do, that we love ye one another, knowing where there's unity, there's strength. Am I right? Oh, he destroying yokes on our behalf. Amen. And he given us divine favor with man and also with him. And I'm glad about it today. Praise God. Thank God. Amen. Again for Deacon Michael. He's sitting here. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Looking. Amen. Amen. Thank God for him. Praise God. I'm going to let him share. Amen. Some more with you. Amen. This morning. Praise God. Amen. I know he got some more to say. Amen. Deacon Michael.
Well, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Let's thank the Lord for today. We thank the Lord for that word from the bishop. You know, but it's so true about God and about Emmanuel. He's with us always. And, you know, the thing about it is, as I said before, you know, we think God ain't with us, but he's with us always. And just like one of the callers said, God is with us, and he's so subtle and so smooth till we don't even know things happen. And when things happen, do we know when God is blessing us? No, we don't, because God is always with us. God will always be around us. And he'll be with us because of the fact of the matter is God is with us. God is with us always. But do we know it? Do we understand it? See, that's the point. Do we understand it? But you know God loves us and he's always loved us. And see, we got to understand if nobody else loves us, we know God loves us. So somebody loves you. So let's take that with us too, because Christmas is a day of love also, and let's love one another and let's cherish one another, because we don't know if we're going to be here the next year or not. So let's thank God, because as Bishop said, everybody has a number, and when your number is called, it's called. And let's be real. Let's understand that God is with us, and God is the one that has us here. And we're here, and we're blessed to be here for another Christmas day, you know, because God is so merciful that we are here and we're understanding the meaning of Christmas. You know, when we were small, we had no understanding. All we knew was toys and presents. We had no understanding for nothing else. You know, but now as you get older, you understand the true meaning of Christmas. I hope you understand the true meaning of Christmas, because people seem to just go one way. They seem to just go to the commercialized part of Christmas instead of staying with the true meaning of Christmas. And you know, the point of matter is, that's a big turnoff when you look at the commercialized part of Christmas. Let's not look at that. Let's look at the real and the true meaning of Christmas. Then we'll understand what Christmas is all about. And then we'll see where Christmas is about. Because some of the things that go on during Christmas time, I have no idea how we got there. But the point of the matter is, we're still cherishing Christmas, you know, and that's the whole idea, still cherish Christmas. And, you know, and people need to love each other and things of that nature, you know, and hopefully that there's no crime today, you know, because there's always something every day. But Christmas is a time for love. Christmas is a time for peace. Christmas is a time for joy. And let's keep it at that way. And let's try to be safe. And let's try to just try for people to be safe. And understanding, if you're hitting the road, going from house to house, let's be safe. Let's be safe, and let's not let that chicken bone get stuck in your throat today. Also, you know, because people eat in a hurry, trying to eat it all up at one time. You know, let's be safe. You know, that's even safe eating. You know, so people have to understand that, because of the fact of the matter is, when you're eating in a hurry, and the food is still gonna be there. You don't have to try to out eat everybody. The food is going to be there. Let's not choke on the food. Let's eat peacefully. Let's eat mannerly. You know, I'm just telling you a safe way. You know, because people tend, when they go to hospital on the chicken bone or something, you know. So let's try to keep this going. Let's try to keep a peaceful Christmas. Let's try to be safe all the way around. Take your time and eat, and we'll be all right. We know we're going to put on a few calories today. That's okay. You know, we'll burn it off tomorrow, Saturday. You know, but let's try to be safe. Let's try to be okay. And enjoy your Christmas meal today. And that's what I have to say. Enjoy the day. Enjoy the peace of the day. In Jesus' name, amen.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I tell you, we want to see here a time to talk about it, to have a merry, merry, merry Christmas. And always remember, Jesus is the reason for the season. Put him always first, now and forevermore, because he look out for us. He put us first. I tell you, God is good. We would like to thank each and every person that have helped us throughout the year, especially with the donations for Thanksgiving and Christmas. It was greatly appreciated. We thank each and every one for just thinking about someone else besides themselves. May God continue to bless you as you have blessed others. So you can also continue to send your donations to P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida 32704. That's P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida 32704. Continue to help someone else. As you continue to help someone else, God continues to bless you, because it's less of you and more of Jesus. Tune in every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. to Block Talk Radio. That calling number is 347-857-3925. That's 347-857-3925. That's every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. You can also tune into blogtalkradio.com/ time to talk about it and listen to each and every segment that Apostle Porter has put out there. So remember now, that's every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. Tomorrow night, we have the Wheeling Walls Prayer Line, hosted by our very own Elder Whitted.
And that number is 567-314-9757, code 3333#. That's 567-314-9757. Code 3333#. That's every Friday night at 11 p.m. So come on, let's pray one for another. Let's tear the devil kingdom down. Take back everything that we have allowed the enemy to steal from us. Pray for our troops that is over there fighting right now, Lord. Right, even away from their families, you know. But we thank God, like I saw my sister-in-law put, you know, on Facebook, she just thanked God for technology because she's over there in Afghanistan right now. And just technology alone makes you even closer to your family, you know, during the holidays because you're able to see them. So let's continue to keep our troops in prayer. Let's pray for our family, our lost loved ones, you know. I tell you, we can never have too much prayer. So let us continue to pray, not just today, but every day. And know that every day is a gift when you wake up. That's the gift God gives us every day. God is good. Also, every Monday we have I'm Just Saying with Deacon Michael at 3 o'clock. And that calling number is 917-889-2211. That's 917-889-2211. I'm Just Saying with Deacon Michael at 3 p.m. every Monday. So be blessed. May you have a Merry Christmas and a very prosperous New Year.
My sister, you can't handle it. Let God, oh, let go.